Okay, so good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be back in the shooter. You know, I think when I got sick, Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen called me, and I saved the message on my shiva. I was in the hospital like the second day. I was, you know, immobile basically on the left side. So he said to me, I was a Talmud of his in ninth grade in MTA, so he called me Menachem. So he said, Menachem, I know you're in the base home, but that's not your makom. You're welcome to the yeshiva. You're welcome here. You should speed back here. You're welcome to be a market star. You're welcome to give me a few minutes. Like, you know, it was really a vintage of a common message. Baruch Hashem. It was mechazik. It really was. Anyway, it's wonderful to be back. And we'll start the Hilchos Terubos. As I said, I'd like to give a Hagdoma today and tomorrow. The Hilchos Terubos is not the lengthy Hagdoma like we did with Pasuk Cholam. We're going to touch things we touched upon as well. It's interesting. I think I may have mentioned at the beginning of the year that some of the Rosh Yeshiva and our Yeshiva and other Yeshivas learned Hilchos Terubos before Hilchos Bas V'Cholov. Others did it this way. I did it this way because the Rosh Yeshiva suggested. He said that's how the Rav did it. And other, I think Rabbi Sobolovsky did it that way. And Rabbi Simon does it the other way. So, okay, then, well, I think Rabbi Miller and Gross also did Terubos before. It makes a lot of sense because there's certainly so the Hilchos Terubos that apply to Bas V'Cholov. But all right, so we'll have to ask Yosef Karo, or not Yosef Karo, actually the tour, you know, the son of the Rosh of Yaakov Alatorim, why he did it in this order. But meanwhile, we'll continue. Yeah, we'll see lots of new things, but also things that we've discussed, including some stuff today. So just by way of a general introduction, a Terubos is a mixture. Okay, that's simple what the word means, right? A Terubos is a mixture of Issur and Heter. Okay, it doesn't involve call of any type of Issur and Heter. And in terms of some gedarim, so there are different types of mixtures. So one mixture is called min b'mino. Min b'mino means where the tam of the iser and the tam of the heter are the same. Okay, so you can have, a piece of steak from an animal that was shechted properly, and it can have a piece of steak from an avela. It tastes the same, right? Or hamburger, whatever. They taste exactly the same. There's no difference in the taste. Okay, it means the tam of this and the tam of the heter are the same. Okay, or you have, another type of meat, I guess, different types of animal meat taste different, but whatever it is, you can have two types of things. Let's say again, a cow, this was an avela, this was a geshkesh and a shkuta, so therefore that's called min b'mino. Min b'mino, min b'eino mino means when you have a mixture of something where the flavor of the iser and the flavor of the het are different, okay? So if you have basic, meat and vegetables, okay, so you have kosher vegetables, but then make a stew or something like that. And the meat is not kosher. That's a mixture of min b'sheino mino. The vegetables don't taste the same as the meat. As we'll see, there's a transience of flavor, like we learned in Bas V'Cholov also. But again, the definition of min b'sheino mino, whatever is mutter or whatever is also two different items that don't have the same taste. And then the further, that's one important distinction, min b'mino versus min b'sheino mino. Another important gather is what type of mixture is it? So we have what's called lach b'lach. Lach b'lach is when the, literally means liquid. It doesn't quite have to be liquid, but it means when the davra asr and the davra mutar are mixed completely together, okay? And they become like one thing. They kind of become like one unit. So therefore, lach b'yavish is also like that. Let's say you have rice with gravy, and the gravy is from, and there's a treif gravy, right? I'm saying, it doesn't have to be necessarily that both things are liquid. It just means that, or you can have, again, you can have lach b'lach, a mixture of, we actually had it once in the Bas V'Cholov, you can have a water mixed with yayin nesach or whatever, right? Or kosher wine mixed with non-kosher wine. That's lach b'lach for sure, okay? But you could also have something else where maybe the vegetables, whatever, is so chopped up, it's completely, it becomes one unit with the, with the non-kosher. So that's called lach b'lach. Okay, and again, like rice with gravy, and then there's yavish b'yavish. Yavish b'yavish means where the iser and the heter remain two separate entities; they're not mixed together. Okay, you can tell them apart. You may not be able to know which piece is what, but you can see there's three distinct pieces of meat here. One of them may not be kosher. You can't look at it necessarily to tell, but they're not mixed together. Okay, so you have a b'sar nevela, which gets mixed up with b'sar heter, so that's not one unit. It's individual piece of meat, right? But those are important, important gedarim. Min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish, are the things, of course, which we'll discuss at some length. Now, the opening or the key pasuk, a key pasuk that the Torah tells us regarding many times we have a mixture of different things is the wazlina and basaruba. That's this week's seder. right here in Parsha Mishpatim, Mishpatim's Parsha Gimel Pasuk Beis, the first of the sources, right? Lo siya achar amu roz, lo siya anal rivlintos, acharei rabim lahatos. Okay, then we always go, basa rov. Okay, we follow the rov. And this particular topic is about Bezdin over there. You follow the rov of the Dayanim in rendering a decision. But in general, we have a rule that we go basa rov. That's the famous acharei rabim lahatos, again, in this week's Sedra, as fate would have it. And alpi pashtas, we should always resolve any issue in tarubis of a mixture of kosher food, non kosher food, above. It's about this. What's the rov? Right, that would be the simplest way to determine, figure out what's the rov. And we have a time honored principle, achar amar lahatos, a pasuk chumash. So that's what we should look at in terms of determining, and it's one thing which we do look at. On a Doraisa level, we have a number of different examples, but on a Doraisa level, we find that the Midoraisa indeed, chad betray bittul. There's a concept of bittul. We have one dover osir and two dvar mamutarim. So chad betray bittul, achar amar lahatos. That's a Gemara in Gittin. We saw this Gemara once, we'll see it a few more times. The Gemara in Gittin at the very bottom of Nun Dalal Aleph, says the Tanya, the Sugi is on Nun Dalal Beis. It's talking about certain types of very fancy nuts. Remember, we once had this, these very, very fancy nuts that Rashi calls them on top of the Dalam Beis in Source 3, Nafal Nispatzu, Egoze Perech. Okay, certain types of very, very fancy nuts that Afilu Be'elef Lobato Be'pnei, Ein Betel Afilu Be'elef Nechashivusam. They're very expensive, very unique, whatever exactly they are. Okay, but it's very unique type of things. They're not going to be bought though. Okay, again, we're not so interested necessarily in the details of that sugya right now. But the Gemara says the issue is they got mixed up with Arla. Okay, Rashi explains, Mispatsu, Nafu, Mispatsu, Echad Shogu, Echamezi, Lo Yalu. My Rashi is Mispatsu, Ogum, Shogu, Shogu, Arla. Rechakach, Nafu, Latok, Shogu, Heter. Okay, so if we figure out it's Batal, Yalu means to see if it's Batal. Right, so that's the issue. It's an Arla issue. Anyway, in the context of that discussion, the Gemara says, on Nundar and Bezen Gittin, it says, the Midoraisa Chad betray Batal. The Gemara says explicitly, Midoraisa, see what the rov is, Chad betray Batal. Even if it doesn't have to be a supermajority, right? You know, 51 to 49, okay? Any type of rov, right? Chad Midoraisa, Chad betray Batal. Okay, these particular nuts, Lo Yalu, Rashi says on the source 3, Lo Yalu, Afilu Be'elef, the Kanis maybe would have shown you got to amaze it. And okay, so that's because of a special din over there. But I'm more interested, I said, that in the notion that Chad, you know, that Midaraisa Chad betrayed Batal. However, it's important to understand that we cannot look only at the issue of role when it comes to a tarubis, a mixture of Isser and Heter. Why? Because really, if we think about it for a moment, the role that we're talking about here in a mixture of Isser and Heter is not, in many ways, not the same as a regular role. Not the same as a regular rov, okay? When it comes to a regular rov, so the sugi, it's actually in the beginning of Chulin, we distinguish between what's called a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de leisa kamon, okay? Ruba de isa kamon is when there's a rov that is clear to anybody who'll take a look. Isa kamon, you can tell. A rov that's clear. For example, one of the cases, again, we'll talk about at great length later in this man, you have a piece of meat is found at 9 kosher, teisha chanuyos, the famous teisha chanuyos. So you have 9 kosher butcher stores and one non-kosher butcher store, and that block or whatever, and you found a bag with an unmarked bag with meat in it. So you can see, you know, that there are 9 kosher butcher stores, right? Or in the case of a Bezin, Sanhedrin, a Bezin Shulchan Aruch, you can see who's voting. That's called the Ruba Disa Kamon. You can see what the Rov is. Okay, a Rov is. You have this number of Dayanim or Mechayev and this number of Dayanim or Mezakeh, and then we can figure that's called the Ruba Disa Kamon. Okay? And that's the regular rov, and that's learned out from achar amar lahatos. Okay, that's the case in the Torah, right? You follow the rov. The case in the Torah there is talking about dayanim, right? So that's learned out from achar amar lahatos. The Gemara discusses what about a ruba de leisa kamon? Okay, a ruba de leisa kamon. You can't tell by looking. For example, the Gemara has rov behemos are ksheris. They're not treifas. Some animals have defects inside that are rendered the treifas. That's obviously if you shech, it's not kosher animals. So when I say rov behemos kosher, it doesn't mean most of the animals in the world are kosher. They're more non-kosher animals. It means when you have an animal, the species of which is kosher, the rov is that the animal is a kosher animal. It doesn't have a puncture in the lung. Yeah, you have to check. Okay, but that's a cool rov behemos kosher. Okay? You can't tell by looking, all right? But that's a sugya in chulin. Also, what really they're talking about there is the Gemara has a robe that's called robe mitsuyin etzel shchita mumchime. Right? Somebody, a firm person, undertakes to become a shochet, knows what he's doing. Robe mitsuyin etzel shchita mumchime. Right? The people, that's really the context of the sugya there. Who's kosher to shecht? The first perkachun. I've tested it. So the Gemara did. And that's called, again, a rule with the lesser. Come on, you can't tell by looking and so on. Anyway, so the mucker for that is not so clear. All right. That because again, the Pasuk is talking about the Bezdin. Okay. It's not so clear whether you could, whether that is itself the mucker for, we're following the robe even by Aruba, the Lesa, come on. It's not as clear that that's the Gemara discusses. Okay. There's someone say that's Allah Moshe Sinai. That we can follow robe even by Aruba, the Lesa, come on. You can't learn that from Rabbi Matos because it's not the same thing. All right. Others say no. It is an extension of that. Again, that's the Sugya. But when it comes to Taruvas, it comes to a mixture, tarovas. It's a different type of a rove, okay? Because actually, usually by a case, we have some sort of a suffix, like in these cases, like in the case of the ruba, the lesa come on, you have some type of a suffix, okay? We don't know for sure that there's some sort of iser here, right? It's not a, when it's only a tarovas, we know for sure that something in here is mixed. Is also something in this mixture is also okay. When the Baratesha Chanuyos, okay, Baratesha Chanuyos, if you found that piece of meat on the street with their non kosher butcher shops and one non kosher butcher shops, you don't know for sure that the piece of, and you don't know anything for sure about the piece of meat. So we have a principle called the parish, Meruba Kaparish. When something is found, someone we can assume that it came, odds are, like we say in English, odds are, right? Odds are it came from the kosher place because, you know, again, there's so many kosher places and that's probably where it came from, called the parish, Maruka parish, okay? What the rove does over there, okay, is in effect, the rove is machria a suffix. The rove tells us how to paskin in regards to this suffix. We have a piece of meat. We don't know for sure where it came from. So the principle of rove teaches us, and again, I'm only giving you a Russian proverb now, but the principle of rove teaches us that we can say that the rove is machria, that this is a kosher piece of meat. Okay, that's the way the rove works. Okay, but again, there might not be any issur here at all. Okay, again, it might be also, but we don't know for sure. Okay, so that's by that kind of a suffix. All right, but when it comes to a tarovas, when it comes to a mixture, we know that there's iser in here, right? One, we know for sure one of these three, we have three pieces of meat, two from a kosher shochet animal and one from a non-kosher animal. And we know that. And now the mixture, now I can't tell which is which. They all look the same. And they're all going to taste the same. Okay, how do we, so it's a different type of a rove, okay? Now, again, it's that actually is similar in a way to basar challah. When you have a mixture of basar, you know some milk spilt into the soup. You know that's not a suffix. Right? Regular dinner basar chalav. You know that some milk, some meat spilled into the fell into this pot of this pot of cheese. Okay, so one of the questions. So what the robe is going to tell us here is, in effect, that we can ignore the iser. You see what I'm saying? How it's a different type of a robe. Right, it's not just machriya suffix. It's not just machriya suffix. Okay, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about. We'll see that shortly. Okay. Okay. So here again, you know what we're going to see. But here we know that there's an iser. You know, again, we allow you to eat basar chalav if there's, you know, a roll of the shishim. Even though I know for a fact that there's milk in here. Right now, we discussed at length, but also a little bit different because there it's a question of taste and so on, so all the things we discussed. I'm just giving you by way of an example, okay? But it could well be, and as we'll see, we mentioned that, but we'll see in a moment, it could well be an astonishing thing, okay? I have three pieces of meat. I know for a fact that one of them is not kosher. But if we say chad betray batel, I can eat all three pieces. Sounds strange, but that's the Matthias, at least according to some Mishnah. It's not even whole. Not everyone goes so far as to say the same person can eat all three. Or even if the same person maybe can't eat at the same time. We'll have to see the machine. Yeah.
So if we're not saying Nepath, Then wouldn't those two types of rov be the same thing?
We'll have to see how you explain it. But you're right. Okay, if you don't, what he's saying, nepach means, and that's the language of the Rosh, nepach ha'isha lios heter. It's almost like magic. It's not magic, we'll see what. But all of a sudden, this Dabar Aser. Now, it sounds very strange offhand. Right? It sounds very strange offhand. Three pieces of meat. I know for a fact that one was not kosher, and I can eat all three of them. But I know that I ate a non-kosher. No, that's the din of rov. Okay, rov not just with machmir sofek, it's telling us, eat all three pieces if you hold like that. And that's a different type of rov. Okay, we'll see how others hold. But now, on the other hand, it's not so astounding. Again, based on what we learned about Suchot, even let's say you have a non-kosher piece of meat, falls into a big pot, and there's shishim, whatever, you also know for sure. A little bit of milk, a little bit of milk spills, you also know for sure that there's basur chalav in there. Again, we learn how basur chalav can be different. I'm just saying, by way of an example. So anyway, that's just to understand the difference of the, of a different type of robe. Anyway, at least at this point. Okay. Let's take a look. Okay. But obviously, when you're dealing with the issur v'heter, there's something more to look at besides robe. Rove alone is not enough, and that's going to come back to the type of mixture, whether it's Mirimino, whether it's Ben Mishano Mino. What we just said may be true about Yavish B'Yavish, okay? But the question about Lach B'Lach, well, it can be true about Lach B'Lach also. I know for sure that there's non-kosher gravy here, but there's more rice and gravy and so on. But maybe there's a difference between Mirimino and Mishano Mino because of the issue of transference of flavor. Okay, that's another thing to bring into the mix, that Rove alone is not going to work. Where do we see that? So again, we've had this Mishnah in Chulin many times, Tzadi Vavmud Bey, source number 4. The Mishnah talks about the Yerech, Shinis Bashal Bo, Gidanosha, right? When you cook the thigh, the hindquarter of the animal, and it had the Gidanosha in it, so it says, in Yeshbo Benosin Tam, if the ratio is such that the Gidanosha gives off flavor, so then Hareza Asura. Then Hareza Asura. Then they're not allowed to eat any of it because it gave off flavor. Okay, now the Gemara will ask, why don't we say robe and so on? But what do you mean? Why don't we just say robe? We don't, obviously. The Mishnah says, Harizo Asura, if it's Yeshbo, Menos, and Tal. Now the Gemara asks, Ketzav Mishar and also, how can you be Mishar? How do you measure whether it gives off Tal or not? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kibosa Belefes. That's a turnip. Okay, the vegetable. Okay, you figure out, would that amount of meat impact the flavor of the turnip. That's how you read the ratio, right? You figure out, if they had vegetables there, with that amount of meat, impact the flavor. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kibosa v'lefes. Let's come back to more in a second.
We saw in Rosh Hashanah that lefes, if you cut in lefes with a knife, then that would sort of prevent issues of
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
Is that related to why
they were shot air? I never thought of that. I mean, lefis, we're going to see. I mean, the Tosafot say that, it may depend on the vegetables. Some vegetables are sharper. So now lefis is considered, I think, neutral vegetable. Not too spicy, not too. So they gave you an average. An average type of bitch. That's, I have to think that's an interesting question. I never thought about that. It could be the same reason, right? The reason behind it might be. But anyway, they give the examples. Rashi says, kibosa lefes, fine. Rowan ki'ilu hayerech in fossils. Ba'gid bosa. We're talking about a yerech and a gid, right? So you look at the yerech as if it's turnips, okay? And a gid as if it's meat. Ba'ilohaya nosen, tam bosa, kishir agid, but a fossil, a yerech hoser. The shiur and Allah chamosh misinai. This shiur says Rashi Alach Moshe Sinai uGemir the Bahachim Misharin the Afal P. And here's the point: Sheilu Haya Kruv. If it was cabbage, should it give you more bland? Okay. Oh, Kaflut. Kaflut is leek. Like not Kaflut is leeks, like onion. And what Rashi is telling us, it would be a more neutral, an even more bland. Cabbage, I think, is a pretty bland, pretty bland vegetable. Okay, I don't know enough about vegetables and turnips. I think turnips have more flavor than cabbage. Okay, cabbage is a bland vegetable, and leek is a much sharper leek. It's like onion, right? So that's a rashet. So ilu haya kruv o kafu ha tzarch pachos o yoser. Okay, depending on the sharpness of the vegetable, it require even, the amount of meat needed to impact the flavor would be either more or less. But they pick lefes, so I said, Allah chalosh misina. Okay. The Yemiri also writes in 6. Yemiri writes, again, Chulin Tzadik Vavod Beis 6. We'll see why, you know, he mentioned again the same thing. And so go back now to the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, all right, so that's by Gid Hanoshe with Yerech. All right, what about, continue the Mishnah, Gid Hanoshe, Shemis Bashel, okay. One second. Yeah, I realize now I left... I left out part of the Miri, I'm sorry. I left out part of it. The Miri goes on to say is that, you know, why don't we just have somebody taste it to see if there's a flavor, which we'll talk about in the first simon. Why don't we have a taste person taste it to see? What do you mean, Mishara no kibosa belefis? Why don't you see if they ask, go and taste it, right? So he says, but because the flavor is the same here. Okay, the flavor of the Gid and the Yerech is too close to be able to tell the difference. Okay, we'll come back to that point too about Kfela. Anyway, let's go back to the mission. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara, right? We'll see in a moment. Now the Gemara goes on. Gid Hanoshe, Shenis Bashel im Hagidim. What if you have a Gid Hanoshe, which is cooked with other Gidim, kosher Gidim? Not all Gidim are forbidden. Gid Hanoshe is cooked with kosher Gidim. Okay, so Bizman Shemakiro. Okay, Bizman Shemakiro. So you recognize which one is the Gid Hanoshe. Okay, so take the Gid Hanoshe and throw it in the garbage. Take it out of the pot and throw it away. Okay, that's what Rashi says. But there's still flavor. Okay, so then says the Mishnah, again, the question is, did the Gid Hanoshe give off some of its flavor to the other Gidin? But if it didn't, if it's not enough, so then good. Just take out the Gid Hanoshe. You can tell which is the Gid Hanoshe. Take it out and get rid of it. But if you love... Okay. And by the way, what is the amount? So Rashi has been also in time. Right? The shishim. Right? And this whole big pot, okay, against the Gid Hanoshe. So then you can recognize the Gid Hanoshe, take it out, throw it in the garbage, and you can eat the rest because it didn't transfer any flavor. However, in love, kulan asurin. Okay. But if you can't tell which it is, then they're all going to be asur. Why? Because any one of them could be the Gid Hanoshe. You can't tell them. Rashi is kulan asurin. Okay, fine, the Shiva Shishim. All right, we'll come back. But Vimlav, Kulan Asurin, Bechol Echad Yishlomar is Zehu. Because any one of them could be the Gid Hanoshe. You can't tell the difference. And Rashi gives it a preview of what the Gemara says, which is relevant to us, of course. Over Gemara Parech, Libata Baruba. Why not? What happened to Bita Barov? Okay, what do you mean any one of them could be the Gid Hanoshe? Okay. But odds are, if there are more other Gidin than the Gid Hanoshe, the odds are whatever you're eating is not the Gid Hanoshe. So Rashi tells the Gemara, well, that's that kasha. Okay? All right, so it's a shishi, Barote, Benosantam. And then the Gemara goes, the Mishnah goes on to say, V'chein, likewise, Chaticha shel dog tame. She is bashin chatichos. I'm sorry, skip. Chaticha shel nevela. You have a piece of nevela meat. Or Chaticha shel dog tame, a piece of non kosher fish from non kosher species. And again, if you can tell which it is, so take that one out. And then you have to Mishar Benosin Tam, again, which is instead of Shishin. Imlav, Kulan Asurus. Okay, if not, they're all Asurus, and so on. Okay, all right, so that's the Mishnah in the, and the Rote Benosin Tam. Okay? You know, the gravy, you only have to worry about Osin Tam. Why? Because the gravy is definitely not a Gid. Right, now, that's like makira. In other words, when you see all these getting together, the gravy, the only concern is nosen tam. It's not concern. There's no concern of well, that's definitely not the Gid Hanoshe, just the gravy. So that's a question. If I am just explaining why, by the other gidim, it says they all become usher. Okay, they all become usher because any one of these gidim could be the Gid Hanoshe. But the rota, the only issue is going to be missing is tam because the rota is definitely not the gid. Right? Okay, all right. So that's the Mishnah in Chulin. Important Mishnah and Sadeh Bavud Beis. Now, I just printed in source number 7, the Gemara in Sukkah. So it's narrated to a bunch of places, Ham and Beis. Okay, the Gemara says, All these shiurim in the category, like Rashi already tells us, in the category of Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Shear of a mikra's got to be 40 saw. Now, all the shiurim in the category of Halacha Moshe Sinai. Now, anyway, what emerges from here, and again, if you want to look in the mirror, but others say that also, okay, there's always going to be transference of flavor. The thing is, by min b'mino, okay, there's also transference of flavor by min b'mino. Okay, one thing impacts the other, okay, but you can't tell. That's why timas kfela doesn't help. That's what the mirror is driving at. But why can't if somebody taste it? Because they can't tell. Not that the flavor is not transferred. When there's heat and something cooking in a pot, flavor is transferred from one thing to the other. But you can't tell because it's a similar, same flavor, right? And that's why the mission sets up the equation of basar v'lefes, where it's something different. In other words, that's the Miri's pointing out. It's just, it says basar v'lefes, which is min b'sheino mino. Because there you can tell when there's, but that the team is kvela won't help if I'm in Bermuda. Okay, anyway, that's now Rashi there in Sukkah Hamabay Shurin Chili Surkil, Kazayas, Khola Khilasisir, Kosevis Lamakipurim. You know, why Khamas and Pesach is also it's also Mashu, but in Allah Kazayas. Your Kippur is a little bigger shir. Kosevis, all these shurim are Allah Moshe Sinai. Okay. A little bit later I printed a Rashi in source number 9. On this mission, Rashi says, "Shiru chacham b'shishim kol nosin tam stam." Okay, shishim is what we assume is nosin tam. We once discussed and most of us learn from Zerob B'Sheila. Remember from the, they figure out when you by the El Nozir. Okay, not only the Zerob B'Sheila. So when you cook the whole thing together, they figured out that was 60. How did they figure it out? But it's bottom line. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai. And that the things are batal in tam, the sinas tam is shishim. So now, what's important to us? Yeah.
Who
points that out? That it's called Moshe Sinai
shishim.
Rashi in Chulin Peites and Beis. I'll have it in source 9. Imyesh b'nosin tam, shiru chachamim b'shishim kol nosin tam stam. That's also from Rashi, source 9. Okay.
But he doesn't say that's called Moshe Sinai. It says shishim shiru chachamim.
Yeah. So we discussed that once, but but the chacham. But again, the Warren Sukkah says all the Shurim Allah Moshe Sinai, but that's how the Chacham fix it. Okay. Okay. Now, actually, I printed over here. Well, I'll get to it in a second. It's also Gemara Avodah Zarah. Okay. Because the Gemara Avodah Zarah, look at 11. Yes, Avodah Zarah, Samach Tetzman Aleph. I printed the Hilchasah. Edivide b'shitin shishim 60 b'chein kol isurin shabbatara. Okay, so the Gemara also says it right. Really, Rashi brings it to Poland with the one of Orozora. Samach tatzmal edivide b'shitin b'chein kol isurin shabbatara. Okay, Tosis in Chulin. Let's look back at 10. Tosis in Chulin. Ardaf inside the diamond base sends you that Gemara of Orozora. Okay, so let's see what Tosis says. But before I get that, I just want to point out. So now we have a concept of what the rov. Right, like we started with, right? Achar Abul Hatos, that's not the Mokka, but we have a concept of Chad betray Batal. And we saw the Rashi given by the Orla Nuts, the language of Gemara is to be the Raisa Chad betray Batal. But now here we're also introduced to another thing, which is Shishim, which is based on the Sinas Tam. So now we have two different Gedarim, so to speak, of Bittul when you have this in the Heter. There's Bittul Barov, okay, Chad betray Batal, and now we have Shishim also. And that shishim is based on the issue of Nesinas Tam, which is a different issue when it comes to Sivatar. Okay. So Tosin Chulin, Sadizan Beis Yilmas 10, Kol Isur and Shabbatar. The Sharon Zakilayim, Botzel, the Kaflut. It's interesting. There it says, Botzel of onion, Kaflut is, as we said, the leeks. So there it has, it's a different. And that's what Tosin points out. That's the Gemara. And it says, Midalon Nokat, Kibosu Belefes, Kidixonim Masnisin. Why did the Gemara later mention you have to look at it as if it's against onions or leeks, which is sharper? And why not use the example of the Mishnah Belefes? So he says, it's a Mishnah like Abba Ginosh, it's Mashma, the Ein Shurin Shove, the Gid Loyal Tama Kulehai. When it comes to a Gid itself is a sinew, it doesn't have so much flavor to begin with. So you have to look at different types of things depending not only on what's being impacted. Like Rashi said before, we talked about cabbage and being a blander food and leeks being a sharper food. But the Tosfos is pointing out on Sadeh Amud Beis that it also matters what it is that's giving off the flavor. The Mishnah was talking about Gid. Gid doesn't have that much flavor to it. Okay, so therefore, you know, it'll impact it differently. Gidlo yav tamakule hai. And therefore, who the mishakim was will have us. Aval shari surim, but other types of isur, the avi tametzvei, which give off a greater flavor, misharim b'botzel kafot. You gotta see, will it impact something sharper, like an onion or a leek? But Tosas concludes, forget about lefes and cabbage and leeks. Bottom line is, we paskin, the conclusion is like Rava, okay, and that's what he points out of the Zara, and the issue is shishim. And we're not going to start now being mishar based on what the food is and what it's shishim. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's what Tosas is driving at. Okay, it's gotta be shishim, all right, and that may be where the rabbanim came into the mix. The shiurim may be, you know, may depend upon what's giving off the flavor, what's absorbing the flavor. For certain things, it's turnips; certain things, it's butzel, you know, it's onions at least. But Tosus concludes, bottom line, kirava kaimelon, the masumi pasul like rava, which we'll see rava in a moment. You alluded to it before, okay? And bechein paskinim beperak basim and second avodah zarah gabe achbar b'shichum. Case there, avodah zarah is a mouse. Fell into a thing of beer. Okay? You called me about the bugs, right? So, okay, something happened, right? So to have the case in Mordezor, Samach, Tesman, Aleph, and I quoted that in 11. Good. Okay. The Ran on the Riff and Chulin, Lamed, Hamed, Aleph, Noah, Lamed, Hamed, Beis, the Velaskos, Lamed, Hamed, Aleph, Kersinim, but the Pasuk, the phrase that we're looking at, the second part of 12, this is carefully go, Fichach, Hushu, Chachomim, Kol, Nosne, Tamim, Le'elu, the low levatlu el mashishim. The Chachamim made a uniform, standard, you know, way of measuring its shishim. The afal gav the butzim ha'achim butl taimel. Even though some things the flavor we butl less than shishim, okay. Vafilu b'min b'mino the butl midaraisa chad betray, or min b'mino, okay, which where the flavor is undiscernible, the change at butl chad betray itzrichu shishim anyway. Okay, it's a chur shishim anyhow. So that's also midrabbanan. Even with chad b'tray, it's a shishim anyway. Kevan she'isim mispash b'chol afal pi shein tana nikar the low plug rabbanan. It doesn't. There's no record. Not discernible when it's been b'mino. The flavor of the meat is the same as the flavor of the kosher meat. The flavor of the non-kosher same as the flavor of the non-kosher meat. It's not discernible. Nevertheless, they made shishim. So that's the bottom line. That the Ran says here in Chulin on Hamid Beis that the Chachamim, the land's language, Hishru Chachamim, Kol Nosnei Tamim, Le'elu Delo Levat Lele B'Shishim, Lo Plug Rabbanon, that's it. Okay, so that's the magic of Shishim. Now, the Gemara that Aaron's referring to earlier is on the page in Chulin Sadi Zayin, Amar Aleph, very bottom of the page, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbanon B'Taimo, Amar Rabbanon B'Taimo, Amar Rabbanon B'Kfeila, Amar Rabbanon B'Shishim. Makes a statement that sometimes there seem to be contradicting views or contradicting ways of determining the status of something. Sometimes Rabbanan said that it's based on the flavor. And sometimes they said kfela. Kfela is the professional taste tester, chef or whatever. Sometimes they said kfela. Okay? And sometimes, Amar Rabbanan, top of Tzadizam Bey, second part of 13, Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. Sometimes they said shishim. So what's what? What's when? When do you say what? We have three different, you look in the Gemara, that's what Rava is saying. They seem to have different operative principles to how you determine bittul. So the Rava Kafa, Hilchach. Min b'she'eno mino, the tera, okay? Min b'she'eno mino, when you have min b'she'eno mino, where they, again, there's a discernible flavor transferred, okay? So then it's b'taima, okay? Meaning hetera means somebody can eat it, let's say, Truman Chulin. Okay, Truman Chulin. So Kohen can eat it and test whether it impacted the flavor. So then it goes by flavor. If it continues going to be Surah, but if it's also a Jew can't eat it because we're dealing with the treif or, you know, the veil or something like that, so then it's Bekfela. Then you have to have a non-Jewish taste tester, non-Jewish chef. Umin Bemino, when it's Min Bemino, there's no discernible flavor transfer. Then the lekalamekam at time, you can't know it ascertained. Not like I said before. Not that there was no transfer to flavor. There was one piece of meat may transfer flavor to the other meat, but there's nothing discernible about it. You can't tell. So then, or then it's b'shishim inami min b'she'eno mino. If you have min b'she'eno mino, the surah, but it's usher the leka kfeila. There's no going around. It's also going to be b'shishim. Okay, so that's an important Gemara, source 13. Again, Amar Rabbanan Mitana Rashi Bekam Makamu Shanina Benosin Tam. So what are the rules again? If it's Min B'She'en Amin Dehetera, okay, let's look at the Rashi's on Chul and Sadi Zanu base. Okay, again, different places, different things. The second Rashi on 15, second Rashi on Sadi Zanu base, Min B'She'en Amin Sha'odam Yachol Lahavchin Taimo Shneim Shalhetter. The average person can tell, you know, whether flavor has been transferred or not. Sheyachol ben brisa tamer could go truma v'chulin. He had a mix of truma and chulin. So Yisrael can't. You call your friend the coin over and let him taste it. All right, maybe it's truma. Okay, he's allowed to eat truma, right? So maybe the truma. So he can figure it out. That's called min be'eno mino the hetera. So then we go by the tam. Then let you taste it. Was it transferred flavor? Yes or no? Good. Okay. However, b'tam and others Rashi says yati menu coin. If the coin attested, I can't tell if the truma flavor, the truma produce here did not give off any flavor to everything else, then anybody could eat it. There was no chance of the flavor. But min b'she'en o'min o'di sura, Rashi says, k'o b'as v'cholov, okay, like b'as v'cholov, she'en ben bris yo'chol atayimu, the Jew can't taste it, because maybe it's not, the milk has impacted the meat, or the meat has impacted the milk, the Jew can't taste it. So yo'chol atayimu, samchina, akfela. So you rely on akfela, non-Jew. Right, and min bimino, says Rashi, min bimino, bain the hetera, bain the isura, the lekel hafkin tamo, min bimino doesn't matter whether it's, you know, trum and chulin, or it's basur chalav, or it's treif meat and kosher meat, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, lekel hafkin tamo, you can't tell, it's all the same product, okay, it's all the same flavor. So then, or inami mishena minu di isura velekel kvela, or the kachom letame, you know, going around to taste it, so then mishayna mishishim. Okay, so that's it. Those are some of the major principles. Now let's look a little bit at the case we mentioned before. We called Nepach and so on. Min bimino, yavish biyavish. It's right, labeled here on a face. So it's min bimino, yavish biyavish. Okay, now, lechora, yavish, let's say three pieces of meat. One came from a non-kosher cow, the other two from a kosher cow. No, a cow that was a shekel, there's an avela, and this is from sarshuta, and you can't tell them apart, they're all the same flavor. That's called min bimino, yavish, biyavish. Biyavish, biyavish, meaning it's not into one conglomerate. Okay, like we explained before. So the chor, we should say batel barov. Okay, so we should say batel barov. Okay. Now, we could say, as we're going to see, that maybe we should require shishim, Xera, Otto, Min Mishen Omino. Min Mishen Omino, we just said, requires Shishim. Okay? But, Min Mishen Omino requires Shishim. We'll see the abundance. They didn't extend it over here. We'll see about that. But in any event, the issue here is Min Mino Yavish Biyavish. So the Gemara had said, the Mishnah, back in source 4, the Mishnah on Tzadi Vavon base, right? Source 4, it said, Giranoshish Nizbashel Imagidim. I talked about a gidanosh was cooked together with lots of other gidan. All right, so Bizman Shemakira, the Mishnah said, if you recognize which is the gidanosh, take it out, throw it out. And now you only have a question of tam. Otherwise, they're all also, because why? Kulonasurin, as Rashi said, Kulonasurin, and Rashi 5 said, Yimlav Kulonasurin, the Bechol Echad Yeshomar Zehu. Remember, Rashi gave us a preview, and he said, the Gemara is going to ask, why not say both of them? So this is the Gemara. Okay, on Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Tesim Abed. It says, Gidanosh Shemata Velimto Baruba. Why don't we say the Gid Anoshe? Yeah, there may be a Gid Anoshe. It should be Batal Barov. Okay? Good question. Why don't we say Batal? Why do we say Kulon Asun? Rashi says any one of them might be the Gid Anoshe. So what? You have Batal Barov. Right? Chad B'Trei Batal. So Gemara answers, Beria Shiny. Beria Shiny. It's different because the Gid Anoshe is considered a Beria. Okay? It's a Beria. Really, it should be the Batal Baruba because we can't see it. But Beria Shiny. Okay, we'll see in a moment. The barrier means it's like an independent entity. It's like a unit by itself. And we discussed barrier once. Okay, barrier means something which is, we'll see also in the Ran as a side point to just explain it. But it means it's considered its own entity. And it's not bottle. So in other words, basically the Gemara answers, you're right. It should be bottle rogue to technicality. Okay, technicality, Ginosh is considered a barrier. Yeah.
I always found it confusing because before learning Hilchos Taharos and Basul Chalav, when I would hear the word barrier before it would be in the context of bugs being a barrier.
Right, or an animal.
Specifically because they're a whole thing, but if let's say you cut the bug in half,
it's not really right.
So is that the same thing for
you? No, so we'll see. I printed, take a look, in 21, I printed the Ran here in Chul and Lalabob and Alabob. He's going to tell you, we'll talk more about it when we get to the Siman of Beria. But for right now, the Gemara assumes the Gidon Asher is a burial. Okay, but now the Gemara says, 1 second, that's very nice about the Gidon Asher. But the Mishnah continued. You look back and forth. That wasn't the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'chein chaticha shal nevela, v'chein chaticha shal dog tamei, shenizbash lem chatichos, bisman shek makir meros entam bimlav kula asuros." Yeah, you can't say berry. It was talking about cut up pieces of meat or cut up pieces of fish. So you got out of the first question by saying, "Oh, the Gidon Asher is considered burial." Why that is? Good question. But it's considered a burial. But the Gemara says, "But that you can't answer that for the rest of the Mishnah." Chatichos, pieces cut up. So, b'chein chatichos, as they ask the Gemara again, b'tibata b'ruba, okay, b'tibata b'ruba. So now the Gemara says, ha'nicha l'man damar, this we discussed once before, with sugin beitza, kol sadarka l'man l'shanira, l'man damar eshadarka l'man l'shanira, ma'ayka l'meber. That's when you, kol sadarka and eshadarka, Rashi explained a little bit, to sugin beitza, that b'gilom beitza, dal and alam, okay, based on a mission, orla, sometimes you sell things by the, not by individual, but in a group. Okay, you sell it as a unit of X number. Okay, I'm going to give it an over-exaggerated. Buy a box of Cheerios, you don't pay for the per Cheerio. Okay, in other words, it's one big unit. All right. In America, actually, you go to buy eggs, you got to buy a dozen or 18, right, or 2 dozen or more. You can't just go in a store, let no store, you can buy 3 eggs. Makolat that so you can, right? It used to be like that. Maybe not. Not like that anymore. Interesting. I remember when I was a kid in Israel, when I never lived there, visiting, and you go to Makolat, the guy had this big thing of eggs. You pick out as many you want, and you put them in your salad very carefully. Okay, you know, you had a special big, you put them in. You can buy 4 eggs. You buy 4 eggs. Okay, so anyway, that's the sugya esheda, and I had to do a bittel over there. Okay. So certain things are not butel, spices, you know, okay, without the details now, but the Gemara concludes, so you could say maybe that's why it wasn't butel, because these chatichas were looked at in that category, but bottom line, the Gemara says, according to everybody, shiny chaticha, ho'el v'riliskabed lifnei orchim. Another thing that's not butel is what's called chaticha haro'i l'skabed. Chaticha l'skabed means it's a chush of a piece of meat. You would serve it at a good occasion, a dinner, a steak dinner, you know, like a chush of a piece of meat, not like half a hot dog. Now they have a nice piece of steak, you know. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking. That side's not butel, okay? And so why do you have to have all these cases in the Mishnah? The one says, Tzvika, the Ashmin and Gid, Mishum de Beria. If it would have just said Gid, I would have thought, okay, that Gid is an exception because the Beria. Allah Chaticha Emelo. The Ashmin Chaticha, Hover, and Iskabe, both Nearachim, El Gid, Emelo, Tzvika, Gid, both. All right, bottom line, what emerges from that Sugya is that, you know, it's, bottom line, they get out of the Mishnah by saying, no, it's an exception. It's a Beria, it's a Chaticha, Iskabe. But otherwise, if not for that technicality, Taka, we'd say what? Chad betray batal. It happens to be that the case of the Mishnah, not Chad betray batal, for other reasons, a berry and a chatim and a skabit. Okay, but emerges is that usually, under ordinary circumstances, min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, would be batal barov. Yeah, okay, our Mishnah is talking about a special situation, a berry, a chatim and a skabit, whatever. But ordinarily, under ordinary circumstances, the chad betray is batal, by chad betray batal. That's what comes out. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, Rashi on Tzarech Chesar Beis says, okay, and he mentions the Pasuk Acharam Lahatos. Rashi says, Dumasa Midoraisa, source 19. Okay? And ordinarily, we'll say, as Rashi says, "Koma ilav mehay gamrina u'mashvina bittul tam kishar bittul daraisa berubahu havelolov tula kasev achar mahados." Even though, other than the exceptional situations, we'll say chad betray batal. Rashi says, "Kasev achar mahados." He learns this chad betray batal from achar mahados. So, bottom line, yavish b'yavish min rino is going to be batal barov based on according to Rashi on achar mahados. Okay, now Tosus says as follows. Tosas and Kufam and Aleph, and that's again 20. Tosas, Beria shining. Okay, Beria is different. I feel of Elef lo batel. Bechein chatichol iskabe lo batel. Kedam or hachan tzah. All right. Now, but then Tosas says as follows. But the dover, like we just said, Tosas said before, the dover she'ena lo Beria, the lo chatichol iskabe, Batal Barov, and then Tosos Afila Isimadra Banan Leka. Absolutely mutter. So our case from before, three pieces of meat. One I know is from a non, you know, from a nevela. The other two I know are from a proper shkuta. All three pieces are kosher. Not even a chumidu abana. Batal barov. Never mind shishim. Batal barov. So says Tosis. At the end, Tosis throws in umihu shema lechad gavra hayasar. Maybe it's not right for the same person to eat all three.
He says it's shema.
It's a shema. That's why I'm just Tosis. I'm reading inside. Umiyu shema lechad gavra hayasar. Maybe it's not right. We'll talk more about this, obviously. But maybe for one person, it's not right that he's eat all three pieces. Okay? Maybe for the three of us, okay, any one of us will be a suffering. The three of us sit down, we each have one piece of the meat. Okay? And one of us is definitely not kosher, but that's okay, because I'm going to claim I'm eating the kosher one. You're going to claim you're eating the kosher one, and you're going to claim you're eating the kosher one. So, and the robe is on your side. Okay. So that's the Tosis. Now, just as a side point, I printed the Ran on Lamed Vav Min Aleph, page 3 of Yerushalayim Chulin. So point one, well, this point one is a side point. Point one is an important point. And point one, the Ran says, Garcinu Gemara and so on, he says, because of Harai Bitzal, the Chi Amrin and Relieved to Baruba, the Ran quotes the Ravid, when the Gemara asks about the Gid and about these Chatichas, Limtol Baruba, and the conclusion is what? That those cases in the Mishnah are exceptions. But other than Taka, we would say Limtol Baruba, there are Batal Baro. Like Tosa said, right? The Dover Shein Alo Beri Belo Chatichu is Kabin Batal Baro. Says the Ravid, quoted by the Ran, because the Ravid tells the Chiamin Limtol Baruba, Lav Baruba Mamish Kamar, Dainu Chad Betray, it doesn't mean Chad Betray. The Ravid says, midrabanan yinin shishim, that's not like Tosis. Tosis said, afilo is midrabanan leka. We'll say, chad betray bato, okay? With the bato of a robe, if it's not a barrier, it's not a chaticha l'skabin, it's not, you know, we don't say it's not bato because of some technicality, it's going to be bato of a robe, and Tosis says, afilo is midrabanan leka. The Ravid, quote by the Ravid, seems to disagree. The Ravid says, no, there's still going to be requirement of shishin midrabana. Okay, and he said, but the Ran himself says v'lo nehira. The Ran quotes the Ravid like that, but then he said v'lo nehira. Why? I don't think it makes a difference.
Because I mean, if it's not, then it would be like a minimum.
Well, it was cooked together.
Yeah.
But we're talking here, when I said cooked together, three pieces of meat. So that's the Ravid. Okay, the Ravid says it's still going to be a requirement of the Rabbanon of Shishim. The Ran himself says, lo nehira. I don't think it's right. The Ruba b'chol duch, the Ruba mamish. When the Gemara uses the word rov, most of the time, where is rov? It means rov, 2-1. Chad betray. And that doesn't mean Shishim. That's the Ran's objection. Lo nehira, the Ruba b'chol duch, the Ruba mamish, mashma. Bachanani kabosei. Behind the timer. And here's the reason. Mishum dechi itzrek Rabbanon afilo b'min b'mino Shishim. When did the Rabbanan are there machmir that even min bimino, where there's no discernible transfer to flavor, requires shishim? Hani mili bidvarim hanivlolim or hanivloim shetama isu mishpashet bakol. That's when you have a mixture dvarim hanivlolim. It all gets mixed together. The tam, like lach malach, let's say the tam spreads throughout everything. Hanivlon shetama isu mishpashet bakol. Okay, and l'vatule tama, then the tam spreads to everything. Then l'vatule tama min and shishim. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, when even min b'mino is going to require shishim. Avo yovesh b'yovesh, kevin shah iser omeid ba'atzmo. The piece of non-kosher meat stands on its own. It doesn't mix in with the others. That's something I'm not saying cooked together. There's no transit to flavor. It stands on its own. Kevin shah iser omeid ba'atzmo. Umidina chad betray batal. So Hachanami, Batu Abana. The Shir Shishim Oshaya Chachal. The Lom about the Tamabachi. So the Ran is like Tosis. The Ran explains why we'd have to be Machmer for Shishim, because there was no transcendence of flavor. We're only Machmer for Shishim, even by Mimanim, when you can't discern the flavor, okay, because they were afraid there was a transcendence of flavor, and the flavor moved through the whole thing. Okay, that's when it's Nivlolim, or he has two expressions, Nivlolim, Nivloim, both. Okay, so that's in a Ran. Machok is with Ran and Dictosis, and the Ravid is disagrees. The second part of that Ran, it's a long Ran, it goes on, It talks about Beria, so I just printed it because we mentioned it. So, man, I'm not going to read inside, but mentioned Beria can read more about it. But he says three rules. I'll just read the beginning. The lo mikri Beria ela begimel tanoim. There are three tanoim, three conditions to something called Beria. Ha'echad she'isura migufa, meaning it's usur, it's innately usur, meaning it's usur from the time it was born. Not that it became usur because of some other factor. It's usur from the beginning, okay? You know, as opposed to something like a rov shenis nabla, okay, where you shechted it, messed up the shechita, now it became. That's not going to be called a, even though it's a creature, that's not going to call them, they're not going to be called a beria. It's got to be what you call usur mitchilas briyoso. That's one. Two, asheni, shetei beris neshama. Okay, it's got to be from a living creature, as opposed to, let's say, wheat, kernels of wheat, yeah.
In terms of, let's say, tefillas priyasa.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say you have an oaf tame.
Yeah.
That'd be a barrier?
But an oaf tame would be a barrier, yeah.
So, when it, the beginning of the development, let's say it's an egg. The egg would
prefer
be
Osir,
else Yotzim in Osir, and then it would hatch into something which is Osir Ba'atma. Would that be considered?
I think so.
So, I mean, I guess my question is sort of like, when do we consider this beginning of the Bria?
I know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah. I think when it becomes a chicken, it becomes a living creature. Full life. When does life start? I mean, that's, you know.
So meaning that that's when it's considered as goes.
I think so. When life starts, when it's born. I'll talk about abortion now. Right. Okay. Anyway, but the second thing is Brias Neshama, and the third thing is Shishas Tishlema. It's got to be whole, as opposed to chopped up. All right. And you can look in. He talks about Tzipora Tahora. Tzipora Tahora. I don't think he mentions eggs, but anyway, that's the rounds. We're gonna look at Barry. You can see that. We'll talk more about it. I don't remember what these. Okay, now I just want to show you a couple of things. We'll finish up for today. Take a look in 22. The Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perak Tetzvav Alach Adalim. Perak Tetzvav Alach Adalim. The Rambam writes, Nofal Chelev Kilios, Chelev from the kidney. That's the, you know, Chelev Kilios. The chelev is just fat. Certain fats are shumar mutter, right? Certain types of animal fat is mutter, but it's got to be by the kidney that it's what's matter.
I just stopped at the Hazina.
Chelev kilos chita. Yeah. So, but maybe I don't think around that in mind. We tried to once collect all these puns, you know, figure out if there were many puns by it. I remember somewhere, I think maybe I just say for somebody. Was talking about the Baruch of Shechiyonu, it's a super good make of Shechiyonu, and it's a machloka, somebody in the Pre-Chodesh. He said, if you want to be Choshe as a Pre-Chodesh, take a Pre-Chodesh, you have in mind the Shechiyonu will be on that. That's definitely a pun, you know. Or, some of the posts can talk about leaning, you know, that's was a leaning against a tree on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Certain kulas, he says, Yesh Lismoch Lachel. I'm sure there are others. We once had a list, I don't remember. They throw this in there. Okay, anyway, so you have chelev from the kidneys, okay, which is the prefix, not azar chelev. The chelev ha'alya, alya's in the tail, that's mutter, okay? So some chelev, non-kosher chelev, bottom line, got mixed up with kosher chelev, and nimuach ha'kol, and all melted together, the one conglomerate. So now it says the Rambam, im hoya chelev ha'alya, kishnayim b'chelev ha'kleves, if it's 2-1, then the fat from the kosher part of the animal, kosher fat, was a 2-1 against the fat from the, you know, the trefe chelim. Okay, hari akol mutam in haTorah. Mutam in haTorah. Okay, min haTorah. Afilu chatichas nevela, shenis arva b'shtei chatichas shel shchuta. Okay, even if two pieces, a piece of nevela meat, her case, got mixed up with two pieces of shchuta meat, hakol mutam in haTorah. Hakol mutam in haTorah. In haTorah. Aval, says the Rambam, the Divrei Sofrim, Hakol Osir, the Darbanan, everything is Osir, Ad Shi Abay, Dover Osir, Me'ot Samyutta, Veloya, Dover Chashu, Shein Omenes, Moshin Isbar. You require that it has no impact anymore. In other words, shishim. So it's interesting. The Rambam's like Malik tells us, like the Ravid. The Rambam's like the Ravid. Interesting enough. Which maybe why the Ravid isn't masik here. Okay, the Rambam, because the Ravid said, right, what the Ravid's lashon as the Ran quoted him, because the Ravid, the chenelot to rule up ruba mamish kamar the hanu chad betray the midrabon and shishim bina. That's the Rambam said also. So I'm just showing you, I'm not the one pointing that. The Kesef Mishnah points it out. Okay, the Kesef Mishnah there in Perak Tetzav Alach Adalid. Kesef Mishnah points it out. I'm just going to finish up in a minute. Perak Tetzav Alach Adalid 23. He says, Perak Ginnashi quotes the Gemara. We saw Tzadivav, the other Gemara, and Tzadiv Test, Lutha Baruba, and so on. And he basically says the Gemara says that the case in the Mishnah of Gidonosh is an exception because the Beria and the Chatichas discussed there were Chatichas was Kabbis. Otherwise, we'll say Batal Barov. Okay. But he said, and he quotes it. So I'll make a point. I don't know if I ever told you this. I might have. He's Hochanami Mashma Bereish Perak Hatarovas. That's what it says in Perak Hatarovas. There's no such Perak called Perak Hatarovas. A lot of times we've shown him. Refer to that parak, especially here in Chumah, refer to parak HaTorah. Parak HaTorah is a parak in Zvachim called Kol HaZvachim Shenis Arvim. And it's called parak HaTorah. If you look in, people look, well, where's the parak HaTorah? Sometimes people want to learn the Mishnayos on the yard site in the memory of the Nifter. So say Mishnayos based on his name. They learn a guy's name is Moshe, so learn a Mishnah with a Mem, and a Mishnah with a Shin, and a Mishnah with a Hey. So some Mishnayos, I have additional Mishnayos at the beginning, the card school, so they print. There's a Keseder Aleph Beis, all the Prokim. In Mishnayos, Keseder Aleph Beis, you have to find the name. The guy's name is Aryeh, so they'll find the Mishnah Aleph, but there's no Perak HaTorovas, okay, because it's not the name of the Perak. It's usually we refer to the name of the Perak by whatever, what do they learn now? Loyachbor, Ashutra, whatever, based on the first words. Cheskabat will learn the first words of the Mishnah. Once in a while, they'll say, because you have a Mishnah, the parak starts with the same words in different paraks. They'll say, Agozel Kaman, Agozel Basra, right? They'll have something like that. But I may be Kaman, I may be Basra, some things like that. But Isha Rabban, Isha Shalom, at the end of Chulin, it doesn't say Isha Shalom, it's the Isha. She left her husband, it was Shalom Beinayim. Right, there was an argument that she hasn't disappeared. Anyway, bottom line, but there's also Perak HaTorovas. It's Perak HaTorovas. Anyway, so he says, he mentions many others that agree with the Tosas and the Ran. He says, Uresh Beitza, Kosu HaTosas, Arashbo, Arash, Aran, Afilu Isu Drabbanan Leka. That's what Tosas said, and the Ran said. Kedemash Mahacha. But he says, V'harayvet Pirish, God, the Max, live the rule, Lab Ruv, the Ravid we saw, quoted by the Ran, here in Chulin. He said, the Ravid appears, the Hod, the Max, live the Ruba, Lab Ruba, Mamish, Kama, the Hanu Chad, the other Ben Shishamina. Okay, require Shishamina. He said, the Chay Nirim and Dibe Rashi. It looks a little bit like that from Rashi also, because the Rashi said, just a moment. There's a Kesemish on that Rambam, Parak Tesla, Allah Adal. He says that it looks like Rashi also, because Rashi just said Kol Yisrael with Torah Shisha. So that's a Rashi, and certainly that's the opinion of the Ravid. Okay, v'chein das Rabbeinu k'das haRavid. The Kesef of the Rambam, the opposite of the Ravid here. Okay, so that's just an insumma chokas. All right, now. Good question. Wouldn't be the only time I would think, but he often does quote the Rambam. It's true, good or. But the case, unless you want to read the Rambam differently, I don't know. The case of Mishnah certainly reads the Rambam that way. Just a question I'll end off with for today. We'll talk more about it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. But the Rosh in Chulin Perak Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin, 24. And that's, you should take a look at that. I didn't print the whole thing here. But he says, he quotes this whole discussion. He says, yeah, like Tosfos, if it's not a barrier, like Gid Anoshe, and it's not Chatichu L'Tzkabe, okay, so then, Chad betray Botel, and he says, Afilo Yisrael Rabbanan Leka, like he's like Tosis, like those other Mishonim, there's no Yisrael Rabbanan, V'yeiroe Shemutr La'ochon Ke'achas. Not like Tosis, the Shema, maybe the same person shouldn't eat it. No. According to the Rosh, Yeiroe Shemutr La'ochon Ke'achas, even the same thing, all three together. Even though darn well that one piece is not kosher, one piece is not kosher. And he has the expression that napach iser leos heter. Napach iser. The iser was a kosher, non-kosher piece of meat from a cow that wasn't shechted properly. Non-kosher steak they got from, a famous steakhouse here in New York. Okay, non-kosher. But you got mixed up with two kosher pieces of steak, so you can eat it, and the Russian language is Yerosh Mutaloch and Kachas, and Nepach Isilios Heter. Again, why? Because that's the Xeris HaKosim. Achre Rabban Lahat, Xeris HaKosim, Pasach Homish. That's the rule. Okay, we follow the rule. Now, again, as we said at the outset of the Shir, to come full circle, this rule, according to the Rush, sure, like you noted earlier, according to the Rush, for sure, this is a very different type of rule. And by usual rove, where it's a rove just machriya sofik, here the rove is able to turn something usher into something mutter. Okay? And that's what I have to understand, because the shambles, you know, I mean, now how far does this go? Right? I mean, this is, again, Tosus says Shema l'chad gavra usher. Tosus seemed reluctant to go all the way. Okay, but the Rosh is not reluctant all the way. And he says, Nepach Yisrael Heter is a very different type of row. Only to understand, but tomorrow we'll understand why that's so, how that works. Again, it sounds almost, certainly sounds counterintuitive. One person can sit and eat three pieces of meat, you know for a fact, one is not kosher. Again, we do say by Shishim too, we know for a fact there's not kosher food here. So we do say it. The question is, we want to try and understand how that works. Okay, we'll stop over here.